This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the affirmation of the basic proposition that baptism is the act of obedience which brings the penitent believer into the church, that is, into salvation. And that simply means that I'm saying that the Bible teaches that the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is not saved until he not only repents of his sins, confesses the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but is also baptized, immersed in water, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have been showing that for the penitent believer, baptism stands between him and receiving certain blessings. All of these amount basically to the same, but they're stated in the Scriptures in different ways. For instance, we have noted that according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13, baptism stands between the penitent believer and becoming of Christ, or becoming a Christian. Secondly, we have studied that baptism stands between the penitent believer and entering the name of Christ. Now today, we begin a new point with the fact that baptism stands between the penitent believer and being saved. Open your Bible, if you will, to Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Here Jesus says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned," or shall be damned. Notice in our English versions of the Bible, we have this simple statement. He shall be saved. That's the principal statement. He is the simple subject and shall be saved, a simple future indicative. He shall be saved. Which he shall be saved? Just any and every he without regard? Will every person on the earth be saved even if he rejects God and rejects the Lord Jesus Christ? Quite obviously not. For in Hebrews 11 and 6, the Bible teaches that without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. And we find in Acts, John chapter 8, verse 24, when Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." And so, you see, one cannot be saved without faith in God and without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the statement, "he shall be saved," certainly does not mean just any and every he, and the Bible doesn't leave it at that. There is what we call a restrictive or a modifying clause that explains which he shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, if I were to say, "He that calls me on the telephone and gives me a certain number shall receive $1,000, you would know that just calling me on the telephone isn't enough. You would have to also give the number. Why is it then that men cannot understand that when Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," must not only believe but also be baptized? I recall one time when I was in the state of Minnesota in the city of Minneapolis and studying with a man. In fact, he was studying in my hotel room regarding the plan of salvation. Several of us were there. And he was maintaining that one is saved at the very point of faith. And I was discussing with him from Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And he said, "But this passage really means that you're saved and then you can be baptized later if you like." And I asked him, I said, "As an illustration, I want to ask you, do you believe that I will tell you the truth?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "All right, I'm going to make you an offer. He that believeth and sticks out his hand shall receive $5. And I put the $5 on the table in front of him. I said, "Now, do you believe me?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Do you have the $5? He said, "No, I do not." I said, "Why do you not have it?" And he said, "Well, because I haven't reached out and got it." "Well, why then can you not see that you must also do the second thing that Jesus said? It is not enough simply to believe. Jesus said, 'He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.' You have no right to claim that you're saved until you not only believe, but also are baptized." Now, Jesus went on to say, "But he that believeth not shall be damned." Sometimes we hear people say, but notice that Jesus did not say, "He that believeth not and is baptized not shall be damned." He didn't say "and is baptized not" because he didn't need to. It would have been entirely redundant for him to have discussed such a matter. Now, time is gone for today, but next time I'll go into more detail about that fact. Please do be with us as we study at that time from the sacred will of God.